Module 6, Lesson 2.2, Rocking or Movement. When a child falls asleep with movement, they will often wake up after one sleep cycle, especially if the motion has stopped or if they're in a different sleep environment than when they first fell asleep. For example, if they fell asleep rocked into the parent's arms and then are put into the crib asleep. Sleep with movement often results in catnapping and frequent wake-ups in the night. Plus, as I already mentioned in the module on physiology, as your little one gets older, sleep with movement can contribute to overtiredness, as some babies aren't able to get into a deep sleep with movement, and therefore the nap will be less restorative than a nap in the crib, even if the quantity of sleep is age-appropriate. So, your little one most likely has an unhelpful sleep association with movement if they can only fall asleep while rocking in arms, in a hammock, or an infant swing, or a baby carrier, in the stroller or the car seat, and struggles with one or more of the following: catnapping, difficulty falling asleep at naps, bedtime, and upon waking early in the morning, and frequent night wake-ups. So we're going to discuss how to help your child fall asleep without movement in modules 7 and 8. So stay tuned.